Well, the Olympics are perhaps the ultimate demonstration of national pride. Athletes are branded with their country's names and flags. But what happens if an Olympic athlete has an attachment to more than one country? As Alex Daly from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard found out, it's not all that unusual.
In the 2012 Olympics, Austin, Texas resident Leo Manzano won a silver medal in the 1500-meter race. It was the first time a member of Team USA medaled in the race since 1968. In celebrating his victory, he carried a Mexican flag alongside an American one.
I grew up in the United States, but, you know, I still hold my family from Mexico very dear to my heart.
Some Americans were upset, but others were fine with Manzano's display of both flags. And not all Olympic countries have embraced the global mindset of dual nationality, says David Walachinsky. He's president of the International Society of Olympic Historians.
You can go back to 1908 when the Olympics were in London, and a lot of the British fans were very upset at the idea of those ex-colonists from the United States doing well in some of these events.
After the fall of the Berlin Wall and collapse of the Soviet Union, Walachinsky says countries began focusing on competing to the best of their abilities rather than specifically beating other countries. But he says he's beginning to see a return to that earlier nationalistic mindset.
When you get a host country that's a dictatorship, such as China in 2008 or Russia in 2014 for the Winter Olympics, The leaders of the country want to win as many medals as possible, not to show the rest of the world, but to show their own people.
And sometimes that involves poaching players who don't even have a connection to the country.
Of the 13 gold medals that Russia won at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, 9 of them were won by athletes who were not born in Russia.
The Olympic National Committee has allowed competitors with connections to 2 or more countries to represent the country of their choice since the 1920s. And as time went on, Walachinsky says the reason for switching country affiliation began to change.
Nowadays, athletes are more likely to change nationality for one of 2 reasons. One is financial and training support, and the other is because their home nation is so rich in an event that they can't make the team in their home nation.
That's Christian Schur's story. He was born in Washington, D.C. to a Mexican mother and an American father, and has lived in Austin, Texas since 1992. But during the London Olympics, his allegiance shifted south of the border.
I've always wanted to make the Olympics, and I know that competing for USA was definitely going to be tougher to make it for them. And so I decided that, you know, making the switch was definitely going to give me a better chance.
Schur competed for Team Mexico instead of America in the men's 200-meter breaststroke, but failed to qualify for the semifinals. Schur says it didn't matter to him what team he was on, as long as he got to the Olympics.
The joy being at the Olympics, to be honest, if I could have done it for the U.S., I definitely would have instead. But, I mean, there's nothing taken away from representing Mexico.
So, are the Olympics actually the ultimate display of nationalism? Historian David Walachinsky doesn't think so.
The Olympics is about bringing together the best athletes of the world to compete against each other as individuals. If the medals are being won by the best athletes in the world, does it really matter that they're representing a country other than the country of their birth?
It's something to consider when you're watching the games and cheering on the athletes competing for your country. I'm Alex Daly in Austin, Texas.